You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quill. Thanks so much for joining us right after the Holy Mass. It's lovely to be with you this afternoon. Well, brothers and sisters, September is the month of Our Lady of Sorrows. It may seem strange to think of Our Lady as Our Lady of Sorrows. After all, she's in heaven. She's the most blessed of all women, the greatest of all creatures, eternally beloved and honored by God Almighty. In a way, the rest of us can only dream of. When she visits us on earth, we learn once again how true it is to call her our life, our sweetness, and our hope. How she is the Lady of Sorrows. Well, she joined her son in his self-sacrifice and sufferings on earth. She certainly had plenty to offer God to God. The uncertainty of being a pregnant virgin in a first century Jewish context, when the law could easily have condemned her to death. The humiliation of travel while so heavily pregnant, the search for lodging where she could give birth, the strange uncertainty of giving birth in a stable, and the fear of Herod's rampage against the holy innocents of Bethlehem, the flight into Egypt, a pagan land, and raising God's son. Missing Jesus for 3 days in Jerusalem, losing her husband Joseph before her son began his public ministry, watching her son attract persecution and scorn, the passion and death of her son and her God, being left behind by Jesus when he ascended into heaven, and so on. Our Lady, brothers and sisters, had many, many sorrows, and she continues to have many sorrows today, 2022. She is laboring in heaven to give birth to the mystical body of Christ, to bring into new and eternal life all souls, or as many souls as will heed her son and follow him and live where she labored to give birth to Jesus. Divine mercy incarnate, but had no pain. Now to bring to life the whole church throughout time and history, she labors in pain. She sorrows with the church and rejoices with the church. She visits us with comfort at Guadalupe, in tears at La Salette, quietly at Lourdes, and with signs and wonders at Fatima, and with a warning of sorrows to come at Kibeo. In fact, it was the visions of coming violence and slaughter she shared with the children of Kibeo before the Rwandan genocide that helped convince the church that Our Lady had truly visited Kibeo. You know, the Marian Fathers have a particular connection to Our Lady under that title of Our Lady of Sorrows through their works of mercy in Kibeo, Rwanda, the site of Our Lady's apparitions in the 1980s. to several children. She asked them to tell people to recommit to the Seven Sorrows Rosary, a traditional devotion that has been forgotten or neglected throughout much of the church. She promised one of the Cabello visionaries, if you say the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows and meditate on it, well, you will find the strength you need to repent of your sins and convert your heart. Pray my seven sorrows to find repentance. The Rosary of the Seven Sorrows, known as the Chaplet of the Seven Sorrows, has long-standing roots in the church's devotional life. And as you pray the prayers, you meditate on seven specific sorrows of Our Lady. So let's just quickly, I will be able to quickly show you. You probably already know them, probably talking to the people who are already committed to Our Lady. But the seven sorrows, let me see if I can do it for you. The seven sorrows of Mary. All right, the seven sorrows of Mary. Well, let me see how far I can get here for you. I'm not going to do the entire prayer or anything, but I just wanted you to have an idea. So the seven sorrows are the prophecy of Simeon in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 34 and 35. The flight into Egypt, and you'll find that in Matthew chapter 2. The loss of Jesus for 3 days in Luke chapter 2. And that's verse 41 to 50. And the flight into Egypt is Matthew 2, verses 13 to 21. The carrying of the cross, Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 17. The crucifixion of Jesus, Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 18 to 30. Jesus taken down from the cross, John chapter 19, verses 39 to 40, and Jesus laid in the tomb, John chapter 19, verses 39 to 42, brothers and sisters. So the seven promises to those who meditate on Our Lady's seven sorrows. So the Blessed Virgin Mary grants seven graces to the souls who honor her daily by meditating on her seven sorrows. The Hail Mary is prayed seven times, once after each meditation. I will grant peace to their families. And then you would say the Hail Mary seven times. They will be enlightened about the divine mysteries. Number 3, I will console them in their pains and I will accompany them in their work. Number 4, I will give them as much as they ask for, as long as it does not oppose the adorable will of my divine Son or the sanctification of their souls. Number 5, I will defend them in their spiritual battles with the internal enemy and I will protect them at every instant of their lives. Number 6, I will visibly help them at the moment of their death. They will see the face of their mother. Number 7, I have obtained this grace from my divine Son, that those who propagate this devotion to my tears and dolors will be taken directly from this earthly life to eternal happiness, since all their sins will be forgiven and my Son and I will be there, eternal consolation and joy. So brothers and sisters, question would be, why wouldn't you, pray the seven sorrows? It's a very appropriate devotion for times of penance, like Lent or Advent, because of Our Lady's promise to share with us the graces we need to repent of our sins and convert our hearts. So, well, fundamentally, God wants to save us all. He wants to have us all come home to heaven with him in the end. But in justice, his mercy can be given only to those who are willing to accept his mercy, reaches its full force and effect where it is welcomed. And in order to welcome his mercy, we need to participate in the sacramental order he establishes through the church. We have to have conversion, to repent, to turn to him again and be saved. That means getting baptized and confirmed, going to confession, and receiving Holy Communion in the state of grace. That means cooperating with Christ and his church to make our hearts immaculate and keeping them clean through a healthy, regular, persevering sacramental life. So the graces promised through the Seven Sorrows Rosary are an important accompaniment to the graces promised through the Divine Mercy. Divine Mercy offers us a pathway home to Christ and his church. In St. Faustina's diary, and it would be 1577, she says, tell souls not to place within their own hearts, tell souls not to place within their own hearts obstacles to my mercy, which so greatly wants to act within them. My mercy works in all those hearts which open their doors to it. Both the sinner and the righteous person have need of my mercy. Conversion, as well as perseverance, is a grace of my mercy. The sacraments, my friends, offers us a certain grace. The fruits of those sacraments depend on our cooperation with that grace. The Seven Sorrows Rosary offers us a way to really work grace into our habits, into our lives, and in our hearts, to reform ourselves according to goodness, truth, and life. So this September, make the Seven Sorrows Rosary a regular part of your prayer life and see how your life changes. How's that for a challenge this month? Okay, my friends, I know some of you have prayed the Seven Sorrows Rosary maybe once in a while, or maybe during, as I had mentioned, maybe during Lent or Advent, but commit yourself this month, for the month of September, of praying the Seven Sorrows Rosary daily for 1 month. And then I would love to hear from you and tell me the wonderful things that is going on in your life and how you see yourself changing, maybe becoming less angry, maybe more patient, maybe more forgiving, maybe more honest. You know, the kind of person that God wants you and expects you to be when he has brought you into this world for a reason, right? So he's got a plan for each of you, for all of us. And we need to walk closer to him in order to become as close to him as possible. Does that make sense to you, my friends? I hope so. I'm just going to share this prayer with you from St. Faustina. O greatly merciful God, infinite goodness, I'm sure you know this prayer. Today all mankind calls out from the abyss of its misery to your mercy, to your compassion, O God. And it is with its mighty voice of misery that it cries out. Gracious God, do not reject the prayer of this earth's exiles. O Lord, goodness beyond our understanding, who are acquainted with our misery through and through, and know that by our own power we cannot ascend to you, we implore you, anticipate us with your grace, and keep on increasing your mercy in us, that we may faithfully do your holy will all through our life and at death's hour. Let the omnipotence of your mercy Shield us from the darts of our salvation's enemies, that we may, with confidence, as your children, await your final coming, that day known to you alone. And we expect to obtain everything promised us by Jesus, in spite of all our wretchedness, for Jesus is our hope. Through his merciful heart, as through an open gate, we pass through to heaven. Isn't that beautiful, brothers and sisters? So beautiful. So as for the chaplet, it truly reminds us that Mary plays a key role in our redemption, that she suffered along with her son Jesus to save us. It's prayed using a special rosary comprised of 7 decades containing 7 beads, right? So when you do that, as I said before, each group of 7 is begun with an Our Father, as in the regular rosary. Some people start with an act of contrition, since the devotion has a penitential aspect. And also, like the regular rosary, the groups of 7 Hail Marys are an occasion for meditation on mysteries. In this case, the 7 sorrows that I had mentioned to you before. So, just a recap quickly. Right, so you've got the first sorrow, the prophecy of Simeon, when Mary and Joseph present the infant Jesus in the temple. Simeon predicts a sword of sorrow will pierce Mary's soul. And the second sorrow, of course, the flight into Egypt when King Herod orders the death of all male children age 2 or younger. Mary and Joseph flee to Egypt with the infant Jesus. And the third sorrow, the child Jesus lost in the temple, right? His parents were looking for him. Mary and Joseph search for the child Jesus for 3 days, finding him at last after agonizing sorrow in the temple. The fourth sorrow, Mary meets Jesus carrying the cross. As Jesus makes his way to Calvary, condemned to crucifixion, he meets his mother, Mary. He is bruised, derided, cursed, and defiled. And her sorrow is absolute as Jesus drags his own cross up the hill of his crucifixion. The fifth sorrow, Mary at the foot of the cross. Mary stands near her dying son, unable to minister to him as he cries, "I thirst." She hears him promise heaven to a thief and forgive his enemies. His last words, "Behold your mother," charge us to look on Mary as our mother. The sixth sorrow, Mary receives the body of Jesus. Jesus is taken down from the cross and his body is placed in Mary's arms. The passion and death are over, but for his mother, grief continues. She holds his body in her arms. And the seventh sorrow, Mary witnesses the burial of Jesus. The body of Jesus is laid in the tomb. It is the most tragic day in history ends. Mary alone in sorrow, awaiting the resurrection for us, Catholic pilgrims on the earthly journey. Often we're battered by the trials of life and pelted by the storms of temptation. The rosary, dear brothers and sisters, is a bedrock of hope, a spiritual fortress, and a garden of ethereal virginity. Fecundity. Well, the rosary is a powerful weapon, my friends, to put the demons to flight and to keep oneself from sin. Pope Pius XI proclaimed, saying, "If you desire peace in your hearts, in your homes, and in your country, assemble each evening to recite the rosary. Let not even peace in your hearts, let not even one day pass without saying it, no matter how burdened you may be with many cares and labors. So sometimes, my friends, and I'm at fault with this, but sometimes when I am praying the rosary, I end up falling asleep. And, you know, I mean, nobody wants that, right? But it's happened, and maybe it's happened to you too. And then you think, oh, I didn't finish it. Well, there is that has been said that even the angels will complete your rosary for you while you sleep. So that is so beautiful, my friends. Such a beautiful devotion. And I hope you make use of it. And maybe, as I said, this September, this is a great time to be doing that, right? It's a great time. So the Blessed Virgin Mary has promised to grant us 7 graces to the souls who honor her with the Hail Marys and meditating on her tears and sorrow. So my friends, learn to pray the 7 sorrows. I don't think there is a more beautiful testimony of that. So it's very important to do that. Sometimes people, maybe you're a new Catholic, and this is the first time you've stumbled onto this kind of program, but, you know, you might have gone through the RCIA program, you want to become a Catholic, but, you know, you're still quite new. Well, I will tell you that the rosary is a beautiful way to become a wonderful and good Catholic, right? So the rosary, you know, it just brings you closer to Blessed Mother, right? And when you get closer to Blessed Mother, she sends all those prayers off to her son, to Jesus. And he is listening too. But have Blessed Mother intercede for you in everything that you're doing, right? So my friends, when you say the Hail Holy Queen, something should stir deep inside you, and you might even feel like even crying out in a desperate plea for help. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Father. Well, you know, we believe that declaring the strength of Our Lady, who declares it in the Bible, "My soul magnifies the Lord," and magnify she did. That experience is really all we need. So pray the rosary daily. It is the beginning of a beautiful relationship with Blessed Mother, right? So I hope that convinces you to begin your journey, because I'm telling you, you're going to be a changed person. And people are going to notice things about you and say things and say, well, boy, you know, you used to be like this. But, you know, I'll tell you, when you start praying the rosary daily, there is a peace, you know, there is a peace that comes over one. And meditating on the mysteries, including your intercessions, and focus properly, it ends up being about 30 to 45 minutes. And that's if you don't fall asleep. Most of us, 45 minutes is nothing if we're scrolling through our Facebook feeds. Oh my gosh, how true that is, right? How many of us will go on the cell phone and I bet time just goes like that, right? Oh my goodness, we're so entertained, aren't we? But even if you watch TV before bedtime, almost 2 hours will go by before you might fall asleep. So this September, take the rosary. Make a commitment for yourself, for your own self, for yourself. Examine your life and say to yourself, how does my life apply to each mystery? For example, what in my life feels like a cross right now, right? Where in my life have I felt the way our Lord did in the garden, when in the sorrowful mysteries, The first one, how can I also turn to our Heavenly Father for help? Have people hurt you? How do you forgive them? How have I hurt anybody? How can I ask for forgiveness myself? I can promise you nothing in my life comes close to what Jesus experienced in his final hours. But the rosary helps me focus on areas where I need to ask for help and areas where I need to change. If he can die for me, I can try and change for him. So reserve time for the Lord every day, my friends, regardless of your day. I know that every evening, you know, you might have, maybe you're really tired, maybe that's not a good time, but at some point in your day, make time for God, right? Make time for God. Sometimes it's just silence, and sometimes it might be a time of reflecting, but sometimes just being in front of the Blessed Sacrament or in church or in front of a blessed icon of our Mother Mary, right? So don't worry if you don't finish your rosary. Our Lady will finish it. This also happens to me sometimes. If I fail and I recognize I've done so, I have the opportunity to start over. As long as I keep trying, I'm doing my best. And so don't be hard on yourself, but try to say the rosary every day, right? There is no better model for how we need to live life through the life of Christ. There is no better model for showing us how far away we are from living our life the way Christ lived it. We aren't called to be perfect. Thanks be to God for that. But daily reminders of what we need to work on is invaluable. I am sure that you will find more peace than you ever did before once you begin praying the rosary, right? And with silence and meditation, in a clear focus, examining your whole day allows you to pray for the right reason and ask our Lady for help with the right things. So for example, if I need patience with my kids, or do I need to rearrange my priorities so that they have the attention they need and don't act up enough for me to feel my patience slipping? For me, maybe, and maybe for you, you'll find a pattern in your week of the day that the same things that you keep doing, and by discovering this, you can eliminate what is tempting you to go down the same path every single day or week. Here's the other thing. You will sleep better. If you're not a great sleeper, you will sleep much better. Going to bed with a clear conscience and understanding of where you need to change your day tomorrow is better than anything else. So praying the rosary is like going hiking. You walk for a long time and see much of the same things, such as trees and bushes, maybe some hills. But after walking on and on, you suddenly come to a clearing and see the most beautiful view you've ever seen. And then you realize your walking was worth it. You continue to walk back on the path with the trees and the same forest-like things and wait for the next viewpoint. It's important to remember that we also have been asked to pray the rosary daily because it helps our world. It converts sinners, ourselves included, and answers prayers we have no idea even need answering for people we will never meet, right? It helps the souls in purgatory, those who have no one to pray for them, and it allows you to let God bring you closer to him. So with that in mind, brothers and sisters, happy September 8th, and start praying the Seven Sorrows Rosary. God bless. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. Thank you. I wouldn't change a single day.